Matthew chapter 13 and verse 47. We've been looking at some of the parables of our Lord in this passage, and there are a number of them. We've been through quite a few in the past few weeks, and I wanted just to touch upon another one that you find in verse 47. The Lord Jesus has been speaking about the nature of the kingdom of heaven. His body, his church, his work, his ministry here upon earth, and how that there are practical aspects of it which he teaches us about through these parables, these narratives, these stories that he tells. And in verse 47 of Matthew chapter 13, we read these words. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that is cast or was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full and drew to shore and sat down and gathered, and which when it was full they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. That's some solemn words there, isn't it? I like to go fishing. And I suppose that over the years, I've done a few different kinds of fishing. I fished at sea with a hand reel. I fished in the river with a fishing rod. I've even fished on ice with an Alaskan. But I've never fished from a boat with a draw net. And this is what we're talking about today. When the disciples went fishing on the Lake of Galilee, they likely used a draw net. And that's the significance of the Lord relating this story, this account, this parable. And that kind of fishing, and it is still done today in some places, still it's just done by individuals or by two men working together, or there are boats that are designed for this kind of fishing. Certainly around the UK, we have a fleet. It used to be a very large fleet. It's much smaller now. But we have a fleet of boats that still go out with these large, huge, huge nets that stretch for miles that draw in all the fish. We call it trawling. I think you have a different meaning for trawling over here. But that's the kind of fishing that is used. When men were fishing just by themselves or with a couple of people, they used what they called a draw net. And that net was weighted around its edges. And when the men were fishing, they would throw the net out with such a movement that it caused it to spin and the weight to flatten it like a big frisbee. And when it landed in the water and began to sink, they would be able to catch all manner of fish in that net. And they were able to draw a line that was connected to the net in from both edges and draw it together like a big bag. And so it went into the water, covered an area, and then was drawn into the boat like a large sack or a bag. And inside the net, hopefully, if they had been fortunate, there would be all kinds of fish caught. They would be able, by that means, to catch the fish that feed near the top. And they would catch the fish that fed in the middle, and they would catch the fish that fed at the bottom. When these trawlers go out with their huge nets. It's a very destructive process, and they rip up the seabed because of the weighted nets that are there. And there's been quite a lot of controversy about that form of fishing when it's done on an industrial scale. But the picture that we have here is to do with just a few men fishing together from a boat. And they would bring in all kinds of fish. There would be big ones, and there would be little ones. There would be some that would be good for eating, and there would be some that would not. And when that net is dragged onto the shore and it's opened up, all kinds of fish are found in there. Some that are good to keep and eat, and others that are not, and they are discarded, they're thrown away. And this picture that the Lord Jesus Christ was establishing, this picture that he was setting and bringing into the minds of the people who were listening to him, this parable, like the others that Jesus told, spoke about commonplace things, because the very people that were there were fishermen. And if they weren't fishermen themselves, they had most certainly seen the fishermen at work on the Lake of Galilee. They knew what he was talking about. And they knew that process of separating and discarding and keeping that which was good and that which was valuable and that which was precious. And do you remember what we've previously said about these parables being earthly stories with heavenly meanings? You see, we've got to see through the surface story and understand the message that is being related to us, because there's a heavenly meaning. These are stories about common things, but they have a special, sometimes hidden message in that which is declared. And this parable is a message for us all. Because Jesus is using this picture to tell us that there will come a time at the end of the world when there will be a great separation. He doesn't explain the first part of the parable on this occasion. He goes right to the end, right, as it were, to the meat of the parable, the important part. And he's telling us all, whether we're younger or whether we're a little bit older, he's telling us all that soon there is a time coming when a great division will be made. A division in this world, a separation that is going to take place. This old world is going to be brought to an end. The things that we see around about us. You know, when you're young, you think that things don't change very quickly. And as you get older, you begin to appreciate that things are changing very quickly. And that nothing stays the same. And just in the time that we've spent here over the past few weeks, we've seen big changes. Big changes in this church. Big changes in the people that come to this church. Big changes in the circumstances of those people. Things don't stay the same. And we think a year's a long time. And a month's a long time. But what we're being told in this parable is that very soon all these things are going to come to an end. And God is going to send his angels to judge this world, to separate out between the men and the women in this world. And what the Lord has been telling us is, in a sense, a little bit like that parable that we had about the tares, when God sent his angels to separate the good from the bad. There is going to be that separation, a separation from between the just or the justified people and the wicked who are still in their sins. And therefore, this parable is a warning to us all. There is a day of reckoning coming. A day of terror and a day of loss and a day of fear. And this story paints a picture of a reality where there is a coming judgment, a real judgment, and a separation where people will cry out because they are so anxious, they are so fearful about the changes that are happening and the judgment that is coming. I reflected upon this passage as I was preparing it for the younger people, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm speaking to youngsters here, and perhaps I'm quoting one of the most fearsome verses in the whole of the Bible. Is that appropriate for young ears? Well, I imagine that there were youngsters around when the Lord was giving his parable. So I followed my plan and I brought you these thoughts. A children's address, and yet I wonder if perhaps these are not some of the most awful, devastating words in the whole of the Bible. At the end of the world, the angels will come. The angels will come forth and they will sever the wicked from amongst the just, and they will cast into a furnace of fire those who are sinners and opposed to God, those who have never trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sins. And the Bible says in that day there will be wailing and there will be gnashing of teeth. So I have a little prayer for us all this morning. And here it is. God, grant us knowledge of the righteousness, the goodness, and the mercy that will cause us to be amongst those just ones that the angels will gather and present to the Lord Jesus Christ. And give us grace in these days to banish fear, mercy in our souls that will comfort us, and the joy of knowing that we are at peace with God. Cause us, even the littlest ones amongst us, to know the Lord Jesus Christ by faith, so that when that great separation comes, we shall, with the good and the just, be saved from the terror of being cast away with the bad and the wicked. Amen.